Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates studio, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We do this every day at 7 o'clock. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio Show.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to continue going down the path of how do you develop your own personal investing philosophy. We're going to talk about the death of one of America's first general stores. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Float us a text message. I want to start the show, though, the exact same way we ended it. We ended with a comment card, and we tried to squeeze in the last 90, 60 seconds or so of the show. And I just want to actually start up. Pick it up right there and sort of make this part two from yesterday's episode. Is that cool?
Yep.
Comment card from the Gregory Ricks Live event that was last Wednesday. We got more events coming up. For details, get the Gregory Ricks app or go to gregoryricks.com. Curious about life insurance plans such as Bank on Yourself that advertises tax-free income and growth without the downside of the market. Now, we just made you give the 60-second speed version yesterday, but I know we just...
Repeat it again.
What's your
doing product placement for Periscope.
That's the right thing to do. Curious about life insurance plans such as Bank on Yourself that advertises tax-free income and growth without the downside of the market.
Bank on Yourself specifically. Yeah, what I had talked about yesterday on the back end of the show, that really shortened version, is basically when Bank on Yourself is basically a concept of using life insurance as a savings vehicle. And there is a test, because you cannot overfund life insurance to where it actually is a saving or investment vehicle. It still has to act and be life insurance. So there's a MAC test. And so even when we're running a test, well, setting up max funding, like to do a 5-pay or 7-pay as an example of a universal life. So it means that you're putting all the money it's capable of taking into it and then letting it grow. So the Bank on Yourself concept is to overfund life insurance, cash value policy, and they're fine whether, you know, and actually I think the preference was to use Guardian Life back in the day because it was a whole life, you can max fund, pays dividends.
When you say Guardian Life, is Guardian the name of the company or is that an...
It's a life insurance company.
Okay.
But this, I can't think of the gentleman's name, but I actually have copies of that book he wrote regarding that. But it's to build up cash value. Instead of you going to borrow money from the bank to finance the pool, buy the car, borrow it from your life insurance policy and pay it back with interest. So you're treating yourself as the bank. The funding for your bank is the cash value life insurance policy. And you're putting more back because you're paying it with interest. It's kind of like an example that was given in the book. It's like the grocery store. You know, you could go in there and you own the store, so you get a shopping cart, start going through there and getting what you need. Well, what would the employees probably do as well? Get a cart, go get what they need. But what do? You go in there, get a cart, go get what you need, and go through the checkout. Because you think about it, that I don't know what a can of peas costs. I do remember when I was a teenager working the grocery store, they didn't cost too much. You can get 5 for 80 cents. I don't know. Maybe you get 1 for 80 cents now. Maybe it's a buck and a half. But, you know, when you think of that, their margins are really tight. So if one can walks, they got to sell a bunch of cans to make up for that one that walks. Well, and I guess that's for most any type of theft and product. But it's kind of treating your money like that itself, that if you're going to use your money, pay back. Because if you were going to the bank, it would cost you more. Well, don't steal from yourself. Pay yourself back as well. So that's one way of accumulating money. And, you know, there's 10 pay strategies. You could do it over 15 or 20. But there are some unique things about life insurance that when you do that, it does and they typically have minimum guarantees or even for indexed, pretty sweet spots on gains or caps as far as the markets are a lot higher than you get anywhere else. Just the nature of the way life insurance is calculated. So you're likely to build up a pretty good bit of money over time. One of the efficiencies is when you want to retire and, okay, I want to take income from my life insurance. You could do it through a strategy of borrowing the money. Could be some tax complications. You got to be careful. But if you're borrowing the money out, you're not paying tax on the gains that are coming out. So an example, you max funded it, you put $70,000 in it, and now you retire, you have $450,000 coming out. Well, if you were to just take distributions, what is the rule? Last in, first out. Oh, I don't want to do that. Hey, you know what? It's got a 0% wash loan. I'll borrow the money out of it and not have to pay taxes. Just send me a check every month.
Well, sounds kind of scammy on the commercials, though. Why am I so skeptical? Why does my Spidey sense go off? Is there some way this can blow up? What if I borrow the money and then I lose my job and I can't pay the money back? And then is it all taxable
there,
then?
There's some problems with that. And this doesn't work for everybody. And I think it is. You're not going to like this, but it's really suited for high income individuals. Now, that just in itself, you're funding with after-tax dollars. There's more efficiencies that I would like to put in place. If I'm doing this, I'd kind of want to set it up as we're building a non-qualified, tax-deferred pension. Why? I'd rather put the money in pre-tax or as a deduction. And how would I like the money to come out? Untaxed. Okay, there's more efficiencies there, but when you really look at, say, building a deferred pension, you're kind of making a commitment under IRS rules that when you start that funding, you have to do it for 10 years. So if you're doing $50,000 a year, you better make sure you can do $500,000 over 10 years. It'll get ugly for you otherwise because it's going to create a tax problem. You've busted up the plan, so that money's not going in there pre-tax anymore. IRS is going to come hunting for that money. And obviously you didn't build it up, so you're not taking it out there. So you have to have stability and income and business. And you know what? Tell me a profession that's pretty consistent and making a lot of money, and they're kind of always needed to do what they do.
Not Sears?
Not Sears, but a profession.
Okay.
Not a company.
Right, like a garbage man, doctor. What?
Doctor,
yeah.
I would say is more consistent. Where'd the garbage man come from?
I was just thinking because we've done shows on recession-proof jobs. There's almost never layoffs in the garbage man.
Yeah, trash has got to be picked up no matter what. But
it was just
I've never heard both connected to the same. However,
we did that like 5 years ago because when we were in the recession, we were talking about recession-proof jobs, and that was funny because I think we even said at the time, this is the only time we talk about doctors and garbage men on the same level.
Yeah, like in Houma, lots of jobs are lost. Oil companies have left. Things are tough down there, but. Have they closed any hospitals?
No, you're right. They've closed restaurants and they've closed bars. But
my point is,
sure.
Doctors, high income earners, consistency. So if they were to set up a strategy like that to build assets, and you think about it, if you were able to shift off the tax rolls $50,000 a year, and let's say you got 0% return, how much had you accumulated? $500,000, $50,000 10 years. Well, if you hadn't have done that strategy, where would that $50,000 have went?
A third of it would have been taxed? Is that
what
you're saying?
Probably all of it went to Uncle Sam.
Okay.
So I kind of like the shift of that. And then the taking out of it sometime further down the road, tax efficiently. So I think that sets, but in one case, they've always, whole life, universal life insurance has always kind of been that forced savings account. Now, what's really happening inside of that? Yeah, it's ART, annual renewable term life insurance. It just is based on mortality rates, and they scoop a little bit more out each year, use a little bit bigger scooper. But if you're buying a cash value policy, you're always overfunding. You just might be overfunding it and paying it over the rest of your life to age 100. Say the maturity date is for that, or a universal life whenever you run the calculation. Typically, those are underfunded, and variable life insurance are underfunded because they use too high a expectation on the returns. But you're funding cash value. You could have it set up to where the cash value runs out in 30 years, but you overfunded it up until that point. I don't know. Does that help you, James?
I think a summary is in order here because some of this was new for me even. All right, bank on yourself. It's legit. There's no scam. There's no trick. There's no man behind a curtain.
Not a scam, but you're going to.
But it's really only useful for high-income people. If you're someone in my position, you're not going to be able to max fund your life insurance anyway to go borrow and get your own car. Plus, I don't take advantage of the tax benefits because I'm not in that higher tax bracket anyway, right? And then if you do have that type of income and you're stable and you are that high up, there's other options like you making your own deferred pension.
I'll give you a couple scenarios. There's a client come in this process of exploring what they have, what they need, what they're wanting to do. They have this, they're paying a whole bunch of money for cash value life insurance. Like, well, is this part of a tax strategy? No. Well, why are you doing this? Why was this chosen? Well, it's what was shown to me. Well, this might have other efficiencies if it's done different. Then I've got another client on the other end that had done it as a tax strategy, started a long time ago, have a huge amount of money built up in it, just doesn't like who he worked with or that company. And can we do something about it? He says, just as long as I get it away from them. So, we can move it and keep it doing what it's doing. We just got to be careful so there's no taxable event.
If you got a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. James Parker here. Hey, do me a favor. Grab your phone real quick. Go download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can connect with the show. You can call the show or send us a text message. You can connect with the office. You can find our next Gregory Ricks live event. You can set an appointment. You can listen to our podcast, the previous shows. And if you're a client with Gregory Ricks, you can pop up your financial dashboard and see how all your accounts are doing in real time. Plus, there's no pictures of me. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go ahead and download it right now because eventually you're going to need it. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRAs.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory,
okay.
And I'll be calling you off. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it, how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%. Let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You could be up 132% in a security, but how is it behaving for you lately? And when there's winners, there's always losers. If you have a lot of tolerance for that going the wrong way, or your gains you've built up going the wrong way, that's problematic. And what are you going to do with that next correction? How are you protecting it? Put a real narrow stop loss on it. What's going to happen if this thing takes a dip? You're keeping your money. If it continues to move up, we'll shift that stop up as it continues to move up. Keep that tight stop loss and capture more of the gains if there's more there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Baby, you a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, baby.
Hey, write this number down. Or go into your notes on your phone. Or your text box. 504-260-0995. Now I'll tell you what that number's for. This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap. It is live financial talk radio. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, use that number, 504-260-0995, and you can participate in live radio financial talk. You could use the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You know, one thing I go through when I go through looking at my email section notifications, I see downloads throughout the day, all over the place, of people signing up for the app and utilizing it and getting access to that dashboard. But cool things for you as a listener of the show is you can text us by going to the Winning at Life page in the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. And you can also, if you get away from your air feed, this radio station you're listening to, you can pick us up on the stream because it will link you to the iHeartRadio app, and I surely hope you have that. That's the bomb of music streaming now. They take what, like Pandora?
It's four apps. I've did the math, and iHeartRadio app replaces what four other apps do. And I don't mind saying their name and putting them out there because I'm about to blow them all out the water. Spotify allows you to do on-demand listening. You're like, okay, I want to go here. Let's Go All the Way by Sly Fox. You can just go there and listen to it immediately. You can listen to it 10 times if you want. It does that. If you wanted to make your own playlist for you based on selections you like, thumbs up, thumbs down, that's Pandora. iHeartRadio does that. If you want to listen live, TuneIn lets you listen to hundreds of live stations. iHeartRadio lets you listen to 1,500 live stations. And then Stitcher is one of these podcast apps where it is an aggregate of podcasts. And iHeartRadio lets you listen to a few hundred podcasts. So it does all four of those. You don't need another app as far as your ears go. So, hey, Gregory.
Hey, hold it. I want to go back in time with that. What's that app, that music theft app that used to be out there a long time ago?
You talking about Napster?
Napster is what also makes this work, the streaming, where I can listen to the same song over and over, or back up and hear the previous one again, or jump forward.
Mm-hmm.
Napster.
Yes, the on-demand.
Is an enabler, creates the on-demand request for music, or fast-forwarding. Like, I don't want to hear that one, or that one, or that one. Oh, okay, I'll listen to this one.
Okay, so we, you know, Sears is basically on the way out, and they finally admitted it publicly. And that's brutal when a business goes, yeah, we're pretty much done here. We're just winding this whole thing down.
We basically said they were months ago when we talked about this in detail. And the Craftsman is because they're just burning through money every month.
Well, and months ago when we talked about it, Sears was like, no, no, we're turning this thing around. No, we're on the way up. Look, we've hit bottom and things are roses from here on out. Well, it turns out that they were just trying to be optimistic and buoy their share price. But now today they admit it's time to go bye-bye. And, you know, we've talked about the weird nature of what Sears has morphed into, but you were telling me their unique beginnings, and Sears, from day one, was nothing more than a marketing company, and rightfully so.
Yeah, Richard Sears worked for one of the railroads, worked at a train station, and he was also on the side he repaired watches. So he got the bright idea of running ads in newspapers and was selling watches. Well, there's a number of other things he did. Some didn't work. Some work really good. One of his ideas that worked really good was every man needs a suit. So he runs these advertisements of enabling them to order custom suits. So all of a sudden, he got just huge orders in. Then he had to go find somebody to make the suits. And yeah, it was after the fact. So basically, and that kept evolving to where it became a catalog that he would send out selling all kind of stuff. And they'd get the orders. You could even order a house as it evolved too. And that was the big thing. I remember back in the day going to the catalog counter and ordering something that I wanted. And then it would be shipped to me, or I could pick it up at Sears. You remember that, doing that?
No, I never did that.
But and then one day they decided to quit the catalog. Big mistake. Why? That could have shifted to online and been one of the major companies to dominate online of, let's see.
It sounds like it was.
Sears used to sell everything. Who sells it now in retail? Retail.
Okay. Walmart Supercenter.
Walmart Supercenters. We talked about that earlier. But you also nailed the other. Who does it online?
Amazon. Right.
So everything.
Sounds like Sears used to be Amazon. What year did they get rid of this catalog part? Because I don't remember that stuff. Because
I don't remember the year. It ended.
But listen to the huge paradigm shift that you just described to me. You had the guy Sears who started the company. He didn't even have to have anything in his possession to sell it, right?
And he'd go get it after he sold it.
Yeah, the whole point is just to sell it. And that's what the catalog did. Look, we can go ahead and sell it. Maybe we'll need to go get more after we get a bunch of orders in. But what you just described, when they cut off the catalog for the first time in its 100-year existence or whatever, Sears was limited to sell you only what they had in their possession in that store. And that's not what built them. That's not who they were.
I think that's what started the downfall.
They just clipped their own wings.
When you look at it, that they lost the vision of the future. Just like this some military general that they had hired after World War II that was working on the creation of the National Federal Highway System. Then they hired him, and he came in there, and they started buying swaths of land outside of major cities. And what happened with those swaths of land? Malls, where everybody went to. Once again, brilliance again in their company, which was tied to the roots of Richard Sears. And who was the other guy?
Roebuck.
Yeah, Roebuck. Alva Roebuck. And that's, remember, Sears was Sears, Roebuck, and Company was basically their catalog.
But I bet the conversation when they dropped the catalog went something like this. Look, catalog's old hat. Things are changing. Technology's changing. You got to keep up with the times. Can't be stagnant. Got to keep it moving. And, you know, we've got to evolve. We've got to grow past this. That's technology from 100 years ago.
Yeah, like, you know, we did that back in the 1800s, early 1900s. This is 1970.
It wasn't the actual catalog.
Well, I think it ended in the 80s, though, is where it ended.
Is that when it? Because I remember. Do I remember getting a Sears? Yeah, I remember getting a Sears catalog in the mail, but I don't remember going to the store and order it. And I don't think we ever ordered anything from it. I think they were just handing them out when I was a tiny, 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 tiny kid, a little bitty baby. So they, I tell you what's replaced it now then. So for the online, buy whatever you want at any time, anything from a Craftsman wrench to a house, that's been replaced by Amazon, maybe eBay. But the retail giant, the fact that Sears, when I was a kid, what Sears was the closest thing we had to a general store, like from the old days, where you could go get a car battery, you could get a suit, you could get a diamond ring, get a pair of socks. But that's, I don't know.
1993.
Is when they ditched the catalog?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It started the downfall.
Well, that's not before my time. But you kind of also think if they were going to go the general store route and forget selling everything to everybody, what if they would have adopted groceries into their stores before Walmart did? What if they had done the Supercenter concept?
Yeah, that you, everything you need's there.
And it's always easy to
they
say
had the
this
tax.
20 years later.
You can get your taxes done there, you do your notary,
oh,
get
Sears?
Your kid's picture.
Yes, we did go to the photo gallery at Sears, or photo whatever it's called. What studio? Portrait studio? That's what it's called. They don't
Where
even
do you
exist
think
anymore.
Allstate Insurance came from?
Allstate was a
it was
Sears company?
Always in Sears.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you get your auto insurance there, get your battery for your auto.
I remember H&R Block setting up.
Yeah. It was kind of that early one-stop place. They gave up the catalog, shouldn't have. And I don't know what happened to the rest of it, but they left the door open for Walmart Supercenters. And those two things led to their undoing.
Well, you know what I'm kind of piecing together on the timeline here is they ditched the catalog in 93. When did the World Wide Web start? Right about that time. I don't know if it was exactly 93. I think it was like 91 or something. But about the time that they should have been morphing that catalog into the web, you know, the web's coming up, instead of morphing it, they dropped it. They didn't see that future.
Yeah. Radio Shack missed that boat, too.
Hey, do y'all know Radio Shack doesn't have an app? Do y'all know that? I cannot get over that. I want to go to Radio Shack and just yell at them. Yell at the poor little $10 an hour guy at the counter. What are you thinking? I love this store. You've ruined it. So Sears is gone. Boy, they've got that weirdo CEO
Sears
story
Sears had
going.
$22 billion in sales last year and lost $2.2 billion with that.
All right.
Burning through money.
Let's do some numbers here. I was thinking about doing a comment card, but we would have to race through it. And it was a bit of a mixed day. Look, the winning streak ended yesterday, and today I would call this more flat. It was a mixed day, but the Dow was down 0.03%, and the S&P was up 0.19%. Now, the NASDAQ had a pretty good day. They were up almost 0.5%. But the Dow Jones at 20,661, it feels like a far cry from 21,000, Gregory. They don't feel like they want to get back up there anytime soon.
Yeah, it's not very motivated at the moment.
We'll continue with the numbers and breaking it down. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Honestly, the companies don't want you to stay in their 401k if you left because they have a good bit of liability with you staying there. So there may be encouragement or some plans are adjusted to you've left the company, you have to move the plan. So if you do a rollover to an IRA, now how many choices do you have? Everything you have, you know, your Wall Street choices, equities, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, tremendous amount of choices. Or you're going to now actually have safe money choices as well. If you want to go no risk with that money, you can do that as well.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're dealing with somebody that just only handles fixed index annuities, you're probably dealing with a salesman and that's all you're going to get. Or if you go to the stock and mutual fund guy, you're probably dealing with another version of a salesman.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10, News Talk 99.5 WRN. No. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
This is how we roll.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
We light it up with our hands up. This is how we roll. This is how we do. We burning down the night, shooting bullets at the moon, baby. This is how we roll.
Welcome back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. We're on iHeartRadio, and if you want to give us a question, 504-260-0995. You can also send us a message via the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Come say hi on Periscope, at Gregory Ricks. Looks like we got a message here on the Winning at Life Facebook page. Let's finish. Look, and he's typing some more. Joseph, keep typing. We're going to finish doing the numbers, and then I'll get to your situation over here. But remember, if you have a financial situation, you'd be after Joseph, 504-260-0995. So mixed day, Dow down, but it basically flat. It lost 6 points and some change. Yeah, the S&P was up 0.19%, NASDAQ up 0.5%. But these numbers, you know, I said the Dow, 20,661. And doesn't feel like it wants to get back to 21,000 anytime soon.
Nope, not right now. You didn't even have a big swing with the Russell 2000. It's like negative 0.07 on that case. One thing note is treasuries continue to fall. The 10-year treasury yield is 2.408. Few days back, we were bumping up against 2.6.
Yeah, but we just had a rate hike last week.
Yeah, well, they priced that in before. Okay. That's why we got to right at 2.599. But what you have now is money flowing into treasuries. So what happens is yield drops. Values go up. Being we have two rate hikes ahead, you might want to monitor that. Maybe you might want to dial back some of that stuff that doesn't like rising interest rates. Something to consider. Let's jump over to 30-year mortgages. The 30-year mortgage is 4.17. A week ago, it was 4.27. Hey, creating opportunity. It's just kind of inching down towards 4%. Good number. I just still think 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you'll look back like, darn, I could have got it at 4.1.
Oh, I'm going to be bragging in 25 years about the time this thing's getting paid off when I have my 3.895%. Yeah. No one else around me is going to have that. They're going to be stuck at 7%.
What happened? Did you rob a bank? How did you do that?
It's like, we just kicked the legs out from under the credit markets in the early 2000s. It was great. Do you want to go to commodities here?
Yeah.
Crude oil popped up just a little bit. It gained 17 cents today.
I saw it in the 47 range this morning.
48.21 was the last trade before close. Heating oil, natural gas, gasoline, all up, but just marginally. Gold, though, it lost $3.10. Not really a big deal, but, you know, down a quarter of a point. It's now at $1,246.60 per ounce. Silver slid just a little bit, a quarter point as well. Copper gained a penny, so it's basically a flat move as well. All right. Now, you want to go any further comments before we go to Joseph here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Joseph reaches out via the Facebook page for Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. You know how to get there. Facebook, search for Winning It Life. Boom, we'll pop up. Joseph says, how are UGI stocks doing? I work for Amerigas and have a 401k, but I don't understand anything about it. I'm currently at 4%, but wondering if I should put more in if it's doing well.
What stock?
Amerigas. Oh, I'm sorry. How are UGI stocks doing? I work for Amerigas, is how he said that. So what is UGI stock? Is that a term I'm not familiar with, or is he giving us a stock ticker?
Got UGI Corporation.
Yeah, I see UGI Corporation here, too. Is that what he's talking about? You hearing us, Joseph? Maybe I should type in a phone number for him on Facebook over here. Just as an option. Darn, I thought that was some term that you would recognize right off the bat. Because sometimes when I throw these things out there, you're like, oh yeah, UGI, that means this, this, this.
Nope, not ringing a bell.
All right, well, Joseph, we're going to need more information, and we'll get back to that. There you go. Okay, good enough. I'll wait for his reply. He says, yes, that is it. You're talking about the UGI Corp stock? Okay, that is what he's talking about. There we go. All right, well, it looks like it was up a little bit today, 0.4%.
Yeah, closed at 49.65. Let's go look at a one-year chart. Hey, it's meandering its way upward. It's up 24% over the past 12 months.
Well, I just did a huge jump. And besides something weird that happened in 93, this is on a steady train up. This doesn't lose much. I mean, you can see it hit a couple of corrections, but it started in 1978 and it's just been what's that called? An exponential graph, like X equals two or X equals X, whatever. Y equals X two. X squared.
The company distributes stores, transports, and market energy product and related services. It operates through six segments. AmeriGas Propane segment consists of propane distribution business of AmeriGas Partners, who he works for. UGI Finance segment consists of French LPG distribution business of its subsidiaries, Antargas. Fensagas is liquefied petroleum gases distribution business. Flega and other segments consists of LPG distribution businesses, services, energy services. Electric generation segment consists of electric generation facilities conducted by energy services subsidiary. The gas utility segment consists of regulated natural gas distribution business. Sounds like for the most part, in some way, the end result is they're distributing propane and natural gas, and they're consistently making money.
Well, I would be nervous, but it turns out they are weathering the price swings pretty well. So you kind of got lucky there. Now, to his actual question, when he gets to the meat here, he says, I'm currently at 4%, but wondering if I should put more in if it's doing well.
Well, he might should know since he works for AmeriGas. It's one of the subsidiaries of UGI, which is a holding corporation with all these companies in it. You look at, and once again, pays a dividend. Have to like that. Once again, one-year chart up over 24%. Five-year chart up 170%. 6-month chart up 3.3%, plus a quarterly dividend of 24 cents a share. Interesting.
I'm surprised you're not going immediately, well, you need to diversify. You don't need to put all your eggs in that one basket. I mean, but we don't know if he has anything else.
He just said he's doing 4%.
Right.
So that's a small portion. He has to look at what his holdings, his diversification, and if he likes it, he should have some sense of how things are going. He works for the company. But kind of no matter how you like this, look at this. This is kind of positive here. Good question that he brought up. I like it. We're going to run through some technicals on it tomorrow morning, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it looks like it's been a winner so far.
Yep.
All right, let's get back to developing your own investment philosophy, Gregory Ricks. I kind of like the discussion we had yesterday. Folks, if you missed it, because you know we were preempted for basketball and a couple of markets, we were on the stream, we were on our streaming over here, but the foundation was laid down. Check out the podcast from yesterday's show. All right, so picking it up from yesterday, we talked about, you know, gauging sort of the risk-reward factor. And a lot of what we talk about previously when developing your own philosophy or when we try and develop philosophies with people, it always starts with tolerating or gauging people's tolerance for risk, for losses. You don't want to be Sears, but you don't want to be maybe you don't want to be a stodgy person that says, I don't want to lose anything, because, you know, you get a little bit of risk for a lot more reward. Can't always avoid that. We want to start out with the today, Gregory.
Let's see. Well, I had talked about this on Monday, but this really didn't come across like we wanted it to. I think we had some technical troubles on the show. But when you're break. Okay. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about a couple of core things you need to develop an investment philosophy.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're taking distributions from qualified money, that could be your 401k, 457, 403b, IRA, Roth, pre-59 and a half, there's 10% penalties. If you separate from employment from that company and the separation happens after your 55th birthday, it's not, oh, I retired at 54 and now I'm 55, I can take the money. No, the separation has to be after your 55th birthday. Then the age 55 exception means you can take money from that company plan and not have to pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. We do this weeknights at 7. Saturdays from 10 to 1 is the weekly wrap, all live financial talk radio, 8 hours a week to keep you up to date on your money, how it's affected, where can it go, and what in the world is happening to money. Hey, on the break, I was just kind of bringing James up to speed that Sears did a couple of other things that was real interesting and brilliant. Besides having a published catalog since the late 1800s, they launched Kenmore and Craftsman brands, which turned out to be brilliant, especially the Craftsman. They sold it for $900 million a few months back. Just tools. Like, what do you need tools for? It's a pretty big deal. Tell you what, I got a $500 case of tools sitting in my garage unopened yet. Got me some. Those two, I was like, I don't know what's happening with all this, how they're changing it, but
well,
I want that package of Craftsman tools.
Craftsman's the tip of the iceberg, because we're about to enter a world where we have all of these brands and these companies and these corporations that were birthed by Sears, but Sears isn't going to be around.
Yeah.
They're leaving the little corporate babies everywhere.
So the company also established Allstate Insurance and later expanded its financial services to include such firms as Dean Witter Reynolds Brokerage.
Now, look, you were telling me that when you went to Sears, there used to be an Allstate in there, but they started Allstate?
Yes.
That was
you
their
baby. You
had
to go to Sears to go to Allstate. It's but, one-stop shop.
But
get
Allsta-
your picture, update your insurance. Buy some stock.
You need a car battery, maybe some
get
tires.
Get you some boots and jeans. Oh, and yeah, we were there getting our tires rotated. And then they came up with the Die Hard battery brand. And get this. All Sears stock closed at about 7 and change. Allstate was down 0.39%, closed at $81.38 a share. Market cap, 29.47 billion dollars. What's the Sears market cap? Let me go back to that.
All right, so Allstate, did you say 29 point?
Yeah, Sears Holding.
So funny. Their baby's going to be bigger than they are, isn't it?
Yeah. Market cap 854 million.
On Sears?
Yeah, it's under a billion.
It's destroyed. It's absolutely destroyed by their baby. Okay. I didn't know it was that bad.
Isn't that something? They divested all that. Let's see. They killed the catalog, which should have dominated online, and Walmart should still be struggling. They could be Amazon.
They should be what Big Lots is right now, Walmart.
Yeah. And then if, like, you look back, what the heck did you sell Allstate for?
When did that get spun off? Because now I'm thinking, here's another beautiful irony of the business world, is if you asked Allstate right now, hey, you guys could go buy Sears and keep them afloat, though, why would we want to do that? Bunch of losers. All right.
Yeah, the company they spun off could buy them and let them hang around, but no, that's just such a money. Lost $2.2 billion. That would bleed Allstate pretty quick.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. Homer in Gulfport, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Homer?
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Homer.
Hey, I don't know if y'all missed me or not, but I've got a question. It may go along.
We always miss you, Homer.
I've been devastated, actually.
by the way, Yingling rocks. And
it does.
My question is, a competitor financial guy is advertising, talking about your emergency cash, talking about putting it in a liquid savings, and saying you can get up to 3% and only have like a 7-day waiting period if you need to get cash out. Is there any such a thing?
Does he say what they're putting it into? Is it a financial tool? It's running a commercial?
Well, no, it was in his broadcast. I can't remember his name, but he's on the same radio channel. He talks about it being a liquid savings account. Kind of like a savings account that you could earn up to 3% on, but you couldn't get
up
your money.
Up to.
Yeah. And you could have as much as a 7-day waiting period if you needed to draw some of that cash out.
Hey, I'll tell you what you can do offline, because I know you have the app and can text us. Text us that show, and we'll find out. I would need to hear the spot to figure out what they're talking about. And I'll know what they do, and I'll just, or the time of day you heard it, we'll figure it out.
I think it's on the weekends. I may have to wait till this weekend to get the name again, but I'll send it.
Yeah, just text us.
Yep, I'll track it down. Just give us the name, Homer. We'll get it done. But thanks for the heads up. We always like answering the questions that other guys leave. Doesn't bother me a bit.
Yeah, we'll clarify the fine print on that.
All right, investing philosophy. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, I had a gentleman in today, and that's... I like some of the stuff that he had in his portfolio, but he had a lot of energy stuff that's really down. So he came in for a second opinion and talked with me about it. And I said, that's kind of where you need to develop that investment philosophy. It's kind of like doing trades on Friday because you don't know what's going to happen on the weekend. It's like, okay, don't buy IPOs, most of them kind of go bad. Be careful there. It's kind of like, I really don't have any interest in mutual funds. I like lower cost exchange traded funds. So you're developing things that you like. And of course, he likes dividend paying securities. But you also might want to have a pain threshold, or even better yet, use a stop loss on positions, depending on how much you want them to move. Also, another might be I don't have much tolerance for even my dividend paying securities and going down, because you think of it, it's paying 3% dividend and now it's down 6%. Like, what's up with that? So you need to understand its movement. Is it going to come back to everything moves, but what's your tolerance for that as well? You know, when you're about to do something small, you need a reason. When you're doing something big, you need a plan. So you need a plan for investing. So part of that is having an investment philosophy, a set of goals and ideas that dictate who, what, when, and why of your investing habits. And, you know, you're going to figure that out through trial and error. And you probably can never read enough books or study on it, but you need some core things to stop you from making a mistake. So you also need a mindset. Some of the greatest investors, our friend talks about in the book there, Tony Robbins. What's the name of his book?
Jack? Unshakable.
Unshakable. One of the things he talks about, some of the great money managers that he interviewed, is they really hate losing money. Doesn't mean they don't lose, but they really hate it. So it's kind of a mindset, and I've preached that for years as a mindset to avoid. The mindset is to avoid losing money and then have money making money when it should be. So first off is to determine your goal. Create an investment philosophy without knowing what you hope to get out of investing is like trying to choose an exercise plan without having an end weight goal. Oh, I'm supposed to pick a weight to get to? I just thought it was just exercise.
That's crazy you use that metaphor, because when we were doing this on Monday, I was thinking, this sounds like my first kinesiology class, where the guy that's kinesiology, exercise science. And, you know, we're all a bunch of athletic kind of nerds in there. And he goes, can someone give me the definition of being in shape? And people raise their hand. And, of course, we all failed at it. And he goes, how do you even know how to answer the question? Because the answer is, in shape for what? In shape for what? Are you running a marathon? Are you going to be a power lifter? Are you chasing around toddlers?
So it's kind of like figuring out what's the purpose of your money. What's the purpose of the exercise? That kind of helps you lead to the shape you're wanting to be in, or conditioning. Then you figure, okay, I don't need to do these exercises. I need to do these.
That's exactly what it sounds like,
yeah.
Yes.
So it's the exercise and money aren't necessarily disconnected in that way. So then the next thing you ought to think about is the risk. Okay, if you're exercising, what are you going to do? Well, I don't want to hurt my back. I don't want to get injured. Well, from an investing standpoint, you don't want to lose money, but how much is your tolerance for it moving or moving down? It's kind of that pain threshold. And you've got to have realistic goals. And they need to be correlated to risk. When you kind of say, well, what's your goal of money? Well, okay, how about doubling it in 10 years? You know what that is? That's 7.2%. So, not about in 12 years, it's 6%. So, you know, maybe that helps you a little bit. And final thought on it is, keep it simple. Don't try to get too complicated or too fancy with investing.
All right. I'm making a note. We'll pick it up right there tomorrow. In the meantime, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. I'm James Parker. You've been listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.